Namaste, and welcome to this very special podcast from the Divine Mother Center. Today we're talking about a very special event happening this Father's Day, June 18th, 2023, at 12 noon Pacific. There'll be a puja entitled Bless the Children, a sacred fire ceremony connecting to the Divine Father to bless our children. This is a big deal, and that's why we're making this recording. Mataji, why don't you start us out here on this really special topic for the world today?
Is there anything more important than blessing our children? Honestly?
No.
I mean, and can there be anyone anywhere not recognizing how much we need to do something to help, right? We could talk about what the reality of the, you know, situation is for children, even knowing that they are the number one cause for death in children is by gunshot. Mm-hmm. Right. And we were talking today about some of the other things that they're facing. And
the epidemic of suffering in the souls of the human beings who are little characters, children, has never been this much on the planet. Really, the fear level, the violence level, the abuse level, the mental illness level, the physical illness level, all of these things have never been seen before on a planetary level affecting the children of all of our children.
And the sense of them, they're not being protected.
Yes.
Right. In many ways, not being protected, and how extraordinary that situation is, that is the actual environment of our world today.
And yet it's not just the children suffering. The parents of all these children want only the best for their children. And think about the suffering. Let's just imagine a little bit the suffering of the parents of young children today. And with the suffering of their children, what can they do to help? How can they support? Where to turn? That's what we're talking about today, where to turn.
Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, just the thought of your child going to school creates what kind of fear and anxiety in the parent's heart.
Right. Today. Right?
This mm-hmm. is the reality of things. And that, what can we do? Right? What can we do against such, you know, there are many, many obviously coming up with other solutions in society, but to try to handle something. But if you look at it, it's only going to create more of the suffering. And how do we protect our children? Can we protect our children?
And the good news is, yes, that's what we're here to talk about. We framed the crisis just very briefly in order to get to the amazing, miraculously good news that we have to share. And that is that there is a solution to this problem. It's a divinely inspired solution, and it's a solution that's available to all parents everywhere. Let's begin by talking about where this amazing knowledge came from. Where does the solution come from, Mataji?
Yes, well, it came from a saint, a modern day saint, who had the same question of how to help the children during this time, especially because this is a very dangerous time on the planet in between two yugas, right? In between two ages, a lot of negativity, but we're coming into a golden age, a truthful age. But in the process, what we're seeing is the negativity. And his question to the Divine Mother was, what can be done for these children of this time? And these are the formulas that she gave.
It's direct revelation And it's miraculous healing formulas to protect and to uplift the souls of children. That's what this is all about, these very special prayers. The knowledge that was received at that time, that was revealed and given to the world, is a new knowledge today to the planet, for sure. The knowledge is about healing and protecting and supporting and nourishing the souls of young people, spanning the time from preconception to the fertility of the mother, through pregnancy and childbirth. The knowledge includes, after childbirth, the different stages of the young person's life and how to support them energetically, how to provide protection and nourishment for their lives. From the young childhood, the infancy time, to the toddler time, to the young childhood and school time, to the teenage and school time, through the young adult. All of these stages of the young person's life are protected by specific knowledge that we're starting to talk about today.
Really, and the point of all of this knowledge is to create the vibrations so that a child's own soul can be strong enough. The energy is around that soul so that it's protected from the kind of things that we're speaking about, creating those vibrations.
This is truly soul healing and working at the level of the divine soul in every child.
It's quite amazing. Actually, it'd be great for you to share some of the experiences that you recently told me about.
Yeah, well, let's go now to the specifics of this program. On Father's Day, we're going to be performing a fire puja that has never been done before, and that is utilizing these two sacred formulas and using the fire to broadcast that energy and bless. The two mantras that we're going to be utilizing are given with the purpose of blessing children of the ages 3 to 10, one of the mantras, and ages 4 to 14, the second of the mantras. The instructions for the use of these mantras is really quite wide open. These can be done by the parents themselves first, as a first priority for their children. As always, the mother is going to be the most powerful healer for the child, but the father is also able to do this prayer and have very miraculous results. But it's not only the parents who can do these prayers. They are intended to be used by all well-wishers and benefactors of children and of the child in particular. So the teachers can use these prayers to benefit their the children in their classroom. Family members besides parents can use these prayers to bless the children in their families. Beyond that, well-wishers of children can use this formula to generate the energy through their own open hearts to bless the children of the world. So far, in the 30 years or so since this knowledge was first taught, many people have used them with astounding results. I'm aware of several substitute school teachers who have used prayers in this knowledge to manage unruly classrooms or to energetically support a specific child who's having a tough time. In one instance, a child whose acting out behavior was almost impossible to manage in the classroom. After 1 week of this substitute teacher looking at this child with love in her heart and sending the vibrations of this prayer to her, with 1 week of that attention, just a few minutes a day, this child's behavior remarkably changed. And actually, the young person realized their own need to see a counselor. And instead of being sent to the counselor's office as a punishment, asked to go. Period. What a testimony. Imagine in the hearts and the minds of the parents, in the hearts and the minds of the regular teacher who has the full year-long relationship with that child. Imagine the effects. We're looking forward to seeing these effects around the world very shortly.
That's the nature of the energy that is generated using these mantras. We call that supernatural energy, miracle energy. It comes from the Divine Mother. She is the miracle. So it's quite remarkable to see, like, as you were saying, that transformation that happens. And then you see children who have been brought up with these vibrations. The parents have done the mantras for the children over the years. And the children are quite different in such, you see that they have I describe it as a true lotus leaf, mm-hmm. considering, you know, all the things that are going in the world that they're facing in school and the world itself and situations in the world, that somehow they're able to be stable and they can go through in a very
and unaffected, almost unaffected. Unaffected. It's yeah. really, they do appear to have a different kind of force field around them.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
the power of the soul when it's mm-hmm. fed in the right way during childhood. And that is what this program is all about.
And it really does. You see the results of that, and you see, wow, how much you can take care of really the soul of the child. And then they automatically gravitate to very different circumstances, you yes. know, different friends, different activities, different, they have, there's a clarity, or, you know, a discrimination in there that to know what is right and wrong, right?
Exactly.
That you
exactly.
know, and incredible open-heartedness. That's the mm-hmm. others, like, really mm-hmm. the girls and the boys mm-hmm. that have been brought up in this incredible open-heartedness, that they are guides to children. You know, like, that other children come to them.
And yeah, that natural kindness of the child is not lost in them. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, it's time to start paying attention to our children in a new way. It's really the time to stand for our children and to give our love and attention through these powerful mantra formulas to create miracles in that young person's life and in the life of the family and the life of the school and the life of the community. This is how we bring real light into the world through the lives of our children.
And we create protection, huge protection of light around them.
Talk a little bit next about fire pujas before we close, to talk a little bit about the power of this ceremony happening on Father's Day this year.
Well, fire ceremonies, sacred fire ceremonies, are the most powerful spiritual tool And it's one that we can all participate in and receive the benefits from, whether you're present or at any place, because it utilizes the five elements. Through the fire, through the air, you receive the positive vibrations that are generated through the mantras, over the fire, through the offerings. It's an ancient technique to generate results. You would say that it's generating in the quantum field, right? And using the elements to generate that and generate the vibrations to send out to all the people that are prayed for during the ceremony over the fire. And each person is making offerings, and it is that group effort of opening the hearts, offering the prayers, sending the love and the blessings of the energy to everyone to create a different consciousness in the world through these vibrations. We need positive vibrations in the world. It's the only cure for negativity. And the fire puja is the most powerful tool. So we look forward to doing this when we're doing this on Father's Day, which I think is such a beautiful, it's beautiful that we're doing it on Father's Day, really,
it brings both the mother's and the father's energy. The prayers and the energy is the mother's, but the formula to channel it and the blessing of that day is the father's. So we really have both the parents, both of our divine parents are working with us on this auspicious time.
We need our divine parents and we need our physical parents as much as possible to both be our parents, both our father and mother, can participate and generate these vibrations really powerfully for their children.
Now, these formulas that we're practicing, the benefit the child without the child doing anything. The child does not need to know about the puja or participate, although if the child is interested, that's good, but it's not necessary. This is done soul to soul through the open heart of the well-wisher, of the person praying, truly. But these are prayers that the child can learn and practice themselves for just 2 or 3 minutes a day before school. That's another set of stories of remarkable young people right now, just doing a little self-care every day. They understand that they feel better in school, they feel more capable, sharper, whatever that feeling is, it's making them feel better. So this is the beginning of something really great on the planet, this new knowledge flowing into the lives of families and children everywhere. Please join the fire puja. Please share this knowledge with anyone you know who's interested. And then a final call to action. If you want to know more about these channels and how to implement them in your life, and this means the knowledge of blessing children through the prayers and the attention of their parents, then please let us know. We have online coaching available through the Divine Mother School online. I think we're wrapped it up. Hope to see you on Father's Day. May we all bless the children.
May we all bless the children.
Join us from home and share in this divine experience. Enrich the lives of your children and the children around the world to grow and thrive. Visit DivineMotherCenter.org today to register.